Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for my toxic girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block.
Hey.
Every club.
Hey.
Every hood.
Hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so ground, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
So smooth, so dreamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So high, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unstop ya.
Yeah.
If I can let this something after. So take that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little tea. I'm too good, but toast up. So good, I won't be some more. I'm called up.
And brown eyes, chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Hey.
Shots and more shots,
what?
And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all on me.
Oh.
Conversation like let's just leave.
Let's go, man. I won't hesitate.
Ooh, to the crib right away. She trusts, and it trusts, and it trusts, and it trusts, and it trusts,
and it trusts, and it trusts, and it trusts,
everyone, this is Chalk Mommy, and welcome to the homecoming edition of Chocolate City. Tonight is going to be a special show. I'm streaming live on Tiny Chat. I don't know if I'm going to behave myself or not. I'm actually doing a different setup. I have some guys in the audience from my hometown that are artists. They're rappers, and we're going to play a track of theirs representing North Carolina. Gonna get them involved with our subject of the night, which is lying on your dick and females that wow they pussy. I'll go into details more about that in a little bit, but I'm supposed to have a co-host, but I don't know, for some reason he's having problems getting in, so it's gonna be freestyling it. We got four co-hosts. You guys call in on your phone. Calling on your phone. 718. I'm giving people numbers. Yeah, 718-766-4661. Yeah. So now that I've given up the number, we're going to wait for people to call in so they can tell you what they do. Okay. So... I got feedback on speaker that put me on blast early. I'm waiting for my co-host to get in. So in the meanwhile, we're going to let, I'll be fucking up his name, so we're going to let S get in and talk about the group and what it is they do.
Yo, what up? This is Scorcher, straight out of Greensboro, North Carolina, putting it down for the hometown, representing the east side all day. You know, I got my man Southern Pride, my man Swizzno the Great, and Lost Soul Forever, baby. Burberry Entertainment, you know what I mean? This is our first album. And all I can say, man, is we want to end the hate of Greensboro. I want us to come together, you know what I mean? Show love. Let put Greensboro on the map, you feel me?
All right. What it means, you know what I'm saying? When we mean it, we say it. When we say it, we mean it. You know what I'm saying? Fall back whenever you get caught up. Everybody knows better. Us, we know better. So we do what we do. Get it where we get it at. We're going to get it where you stay at. You hear me? I know.
But so you heard what the man said. It's pretty much self-explanatory. This your boy, Swizzno the Great. We coming out of GB. You know how I do, G Dot. Get out the hood. That's what we trying to do. It's the movement we trying to start. So everybody get on board, and we all getting out the hood. So you know how it goes.
Y'all already know what it is. It's Southern Pride up in this bitch. I live in GB Eastside. You already know. We live. We gonna do it. Greensboro, stand up. Went to the front line. Taking out a nigga who left behind. We gonna make it. We gonna get it how I live. Get out the hood on everything we love. Y'all already know.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us and my audience. I told y'all it's gonna be interesting as hell. All right. So let me bring on my co-host. 513. You're on.
What it do?
Is this Carlos?
You already know. Why we got the wrong bootleg ass? Why we got the wrong bootleg radio station for? This motherfucker, the line's telling us the numbers ain't right. Then it's telling everything. I don't know what the hell's going on. They need to upgrade that shit. I need to be heard on the radio.
You know what, Carlos? You already out the gate. So you know what the subject
like
is going to be, right?
Every day.
You know what the subject is, right?
Yeah. Got motherfuckers lying on the dick and on the pussy and putting up some ugly ass pictures. You know, they be putting up some glamour shots. No, they look like mud ducks.
Exactly. So you know I always start out the show with my blast section, right?
Yeah, let's blast on some motherfuckers. I don't want to put nobody on the wild because I ain't no snitch, but, you know, it's some of you motherfuckers that be on BBM. Y'all some ugly motherfuckers in person, and y'all be putting up them motherfucking glamour shots like y'all pretty and shit. And then motherfuckers see y'all and you beg and talking about who am I. Motherfucker, I don't know what ugly ass. You know?
But you know what is good about this is just like, but what kills me is we have a person on BBM, right? And what happened was he took a picture of his dick and sent it to one of my homegirls. First of all, stop doing the camera tricks with the phone, angle it at a certain rate, making your dick look bigger than what it is.
It might be one of the funny motherfuckers we was just talking about last week, you know, one of them fake homosexual type motherfuckers undercover.
No,
and he might have been taking a picture. He might have taken a picture of another nigga dick. No.
No.
He might have taken a picture of another nigga's dick.
You know, but my thing is like, he said he sent it, what happened was when he sent a picture, because I thought it made it look bigger than what it was. Then, second of all, he should have put some lotion on his dick because that motherfucker was ashy.
Now, my ashy knees and shit work. Be ashy. What up, Carlo? My knees and shit be ashy. My elbows and shit, but that just lets you know I'm fresh out of the shower. But my nuts ain't never ashy.
I mean, okay, I understand that, but don't send a picture of an ashy dick, first of all. Then this motherfucker goes on to say, I can fuck for hours.
Tell her.
All right? So when she comes to NY, why he go 2 rounds and this bitch lies 5 minutes? All I can say to this person on BBM, motherfucker, stick to cutting hair because fucking bitches ain't your C-level.
Fuck that shit, Chuck. Put that nigga name out there on the wall. He claiming he busting bitches back open. Put his ass out there, because I'm tired of these fake-ass motherfuckers anyway with all this fake shit. Put him on the wall. He blasting like he fucking bitches backs out, and then he lasting 2 minutes. Put his ass on the wall.
El Dizzy. L. Dizzy, he's from New York. He lives in Brooklyn. He's a motherfucking barber. He sent a picture of an ashy dick. Motherfucker looked nice, but when she got up close to her, you know, that motherfucker was about 3-4 inches shorter than what the picture was.
Oh,
he
okay.
Hold
on. I thought you were talking about my PME brother when you said L. Dizzy. I was going to say, hold on now. Let me call Boogie on the phone and clown his ass.
No, I'm not blasting your PME, brother. I'm not, No.
I mean, you can blast them if they put it out there fake, you know. Blast their ass. That's how, you know, that's how we find the undercover fake motherfuckers.
I'm not going to do that. I'm being nice, you know what I mean? So,
you ain't right, never been nice a day in your life. What is you talking about?
I'm being nice tonight. I have on a dress, so I'm being real nice.
That don't mean nothing. Hey, little mama. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I'm attracted to pretty bitches, so I mean, if they're pretty, I'm going to speak to them.
Gotcha. We have 704-281 on the line, so we're going to bring them on.
Oh, yeah, that's my dog. He just called me, said the line won't work.
It is working. I just ain't let him on yet.
They need to pay their bill or something, because I called the first time and said the wrong number. It was disconnected.
I just got the wrong number. That was my bad.
It got that police account on it. Yeah, I have to set up an account first.
Whatever. Be quiet. Be nice. Be nice. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play some music from my studio audience so they can talk about their songs and stuff. I'm going to do something different tonight. And because it's Halloween weekend down here.
Got me. real down here. Out of town is when you come. Bring your tools down here. You hold the rules. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. You heard about the first flight, so I'm a second there. North Carolina in the house, now how you?
Back seat on my lap, feet wide open, rolling through the hood, smoking good and looking clean up in my Cadillac. You got a question for the street, we're home.
I know y'all feeling that right now, you know what I mean? We're doing it big for Greensboro, you know what I mean? The name of our album is called Grit, you know what I mean? So hit me up at hotmail.com, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, Ghost Patterson 2010, hotmail.com, holla at your boy, you know what I mean? We're going to get it on the popping. Niggas want to do something out here, we can get it popping. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? But we here now to try to take over, my nigga, you know what I mean? We done been through a lot, you know what I mean? We came from rough era, so now It's time for the takeover, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody repping the borough like we repping, you know what I mean? We love them. We forever. This is where we from the home of the slums, baby. You know what I mean? Hit us up. You got questions or whatever, you know what I mean? Holler back. Y'all know the number. You know what I'm saying? You want a copy of the CD, the number 336-382-995. Let the boy.
I got a question.
Dude, Miss Lady, what's popping?
Have you ever lied on your dick?
Be really honest with you. You know what I mean? There's no need to lie on my dick. You know what I mean? If I hit, I hit. If I don't, I don't. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's just simple. Me lying on my dick ain't gonna give me no extras. You feel what I'm saying? No, you know what I mean? I keeps it real. I keeps it 100. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, my question to you again is, have you ever came across a female that sent you a picture and she looked like that picture? Or she may have sent you a pussy pic and it didn't look nothing like that when you got up close to personal with the redhead?
Oh, for sure. For
and
sure.
How you handle
you know what I mean? Yo, how I have, you know what I'm saying? I kept it gangsta. I'm like, you know what I mean? Yo, I just stepped out. I'm like, you know what I mean? I see you, shorty. I'm out here. Wow, what kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Where they do that at? Hey, but you know, I got for everybody, regardless of how you look. You know what I mean? We from a town, you know what I mean? Greensboro, where we do it, man. It's just like, we keep it real, you know what I mean? And we share love to everybody, you know what I'm saying? You show us love, we're going to show you love back. It's just that simple, you know what I mean? We keep it real with the females. If you a dime shorty, you know you a dime. You feel me? If you not, yo, you know what you is, you know what I mean? Keep it real.
Gotcha.
Yo.
What
did that?
Oh, tell
us. Yo.
Yes, I did. I see my PME family is in here, so I'm going to go ahead and let the artist finish answering my questions, and then we're going to do like we always do, okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, girl, we got to keep it in. We got to keep it in check this week. I done already told them they can't get on the line acting up this week.
Thank you so much, and I've spoken to them, and we already know we ain't going to have the PYW and the PME war and everything like that, okay?
Yeah, I told them to say that for the Bronx.
Gotcha. Hold on, babe. You on you. Hello? Professor? So, go ahead and talk about...
What are we talking about right now?
We're talking about, have you ever lied on your dick?
Yo. Well, fuck it. We ain't going to the elevator music. Never sit back. Always relax. Climax. It's like the vagina who wanted cash.
Yeah, the question is, have you ever lied on your dick?
But she wasn't on my phone, so
it doesn't matter. People are still hearing you. People
okay.
are still hearing you. All
right, just one other.
Question is, have you ever lied on your dick?
Yeah, always lied on my dick.
You know what? I'm not fucking with you. You go back on you. I'm not fucking with you. Nah, hell nah. All right. Carlos.
Yo.
I ran that PME in, all right?
Love my PME and PYW. Where is
is China on? You
is it 70437?
No. Hell
last?
No. Hell no.
Is the last no. number 3737?
Say what, Carlos?
Is the last number 3737?
No.
That ain't China there.
I see, it's
281. 281? That's,
fuck it,
let them in.
281-7522.
I don't know all my people. I got too many people on my phone. Damn, somebody
yeah.
calling me on
704-281, you're on.
Yeah, that's Zeus PME all day.
What up, Zeus?
Hey.
What it do? What's happening?
Zeus, you heard the question. Have you ever?
No. I
think you're lying.
No, actions speak louder than words. Trust me, and I back up everything I say.
Zeus, you in the dust already?
Say what? Nah, I'm on the way. I get there about 11.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in route already.
You know, Zeus was supposed to call you too, right? He acted like he was scared the other day.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on.
He actually did call. He actually did call, and we did have conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he kept spinning me.
Nah.
Yeah, because if y'all would have told me early enough, I would have been on Augusta doing it live.
That would have been crazy right there.
That's what we should have did, that for real. But I told you we was going to Augusta. And I was going to leave early today, but, you know, I'm dealing with this family issue right now. So I'm over here with my peoples. I'm outside. They in there making too much noise. And my other phone going off.
I see that. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on. Uncle Fred.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you right back. I'm on the radio station right now.
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, y'all.
Let me blast out the phone number again because they keep on talking about Kyle right
now.
How many people
do.
You got on the line?
But I'll make sure it's the right one, 718-766-4661.
I got that one. I already got it programmed.
Damn it, man. You got to set up a special account to get to.
In the air.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Oh, shit, what?
Oh, shit, what? Come on, man. You know it ain't shit. It's
yeah,
the boy Chris on the motherfucking line. What it do, baby?
I know
what
up, Parker.
Hey, 614, is this Ohio?
What's happening,
man?
What's happening with you niggas, man?
Man, I'm sorry you ain't making it to Augusta with me tomorrow.
Shit, man, you know the shit. Man.
I was got to be clocked in, man. South Port ain't playing.
hey, but
anyway,
this is Push. This the question right here, Push.
Ohio, damn.
This the question right here, Push. Have you ever lied on your dick?
You want me to call like 10 bitches on my phone? I guarantee you, it's going to be bad. What's our dick?
So we got some fake flies and motherfuckers that been telling lies. The women too, though. I ain't put it all off on my fellas. The women too been lying. Talking about their head been tight and that shit been garbage. Some of that pussy stay wet and it's dry as a motherfucker. What the fuck you doing?
Do you not see my switchboard?
What?
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
I'm here on the line. What you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm on the line.
That's the number calling. It's people that lie on their dick.
Are they pushing either one?
I'm 718-718-718.
No, I got another one. My charger. Yeah. We need to talk about this golf real bread and painting. I mean, talk about what?
Hold on one second. No, I know. Like, first of all, y'all don't understand the format of my show. No. This ain't gonna work. This is because y'all not understand the format of my show and y'all being disrespectful. Like, for real. Like, no. Alright, Carla. Where's the females at? It's PY. Where's China and everybody? Are they on y'all?
Let me call China on my other phone. Because I just talked to her earlier.
Yeah, so what I do is keep proper
you
order on my
of,
show.
You want
when you talk,
yeah,
I let you talk.
You,
when you're done, I pick you back up into that right here talk at the same time.
You want all the females, China, because you be on that female supremacy type shit.
I know, right?
That bullshit.
Are you able to get in here, Nick?
Oh.
And then when Nick comes in. No, that's 786-466-4661. Yes, I was calling in until he got here. Now we're getting ready to get perfect order back in. My original co-host, Nick D at Radio City, was running late, so he's ready to get on and give us some feedback because, you know, he has a show on Wednesday nights that he's banging 10 to 12. Hold on, let me get you on here. Say hi, Nick.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Nick D, Radio City Radio, 90.9 FM. We feed the street and feed the sheep.
And he's DMing, y'all. So I don't know if y'all got him on his list or not, but he's not on DM. He has it on his show,
yeah, because I had you on my show when we were talking about what do you do to keep a girl happy, and you the one to talk about some bring her home. And
oh, wait, no, to keep your man from straying.
Keep your man from straying, and he said bring her home. And at first I didn't get it. I had to think about it, and you were like, oh, okay. So you know how that goes down, folks. Hey, hold on. First of all, if you're in Greensboro, you know the A&T Homecoming this weekend. So what happens at A&T Homecoming stays at A&T Homecoming. So I'm going to look for some jump off and do whatever I do and then go home to my wife or girlfriend or whatever because it's homecoming.
Come over here.
So that's how we do. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just rocking. You know, I'm just being who I am. So
I can't be a good co-host.
This is crazy. Just, you know, and put one of our BBM members on blast.
Oh wow.
My girl came to New York to fuck a dude. He sent a picture. Nice dick. I was excited. This is a little ass.
Oh. I didn't see. First of all, hold on. Whoa. I didn't see the picture. Don't want to see the picture. Don't send that to me. Please. Delete my BBM, PIN number, and everything. I don't want the picture. Is everybody else not me? I'm good.
So, basically, when she gets there, he was like, he's not in a relationship. Because he was like, girls, that was because I didn't get it after his body. So, when she gets there, motherfuckers about 5'5", 20. Dick is nothing what it looks like in the picture. 2 rounds, 5 minutes each.
Okay, so that's what you call false advertising. So, ladies, I don't get down like that, but I think that's false advertising. Just like when I'm on, like, my child's a black friend, and I look at the girls in the pictures, and they give me a nice headshot. Then when I go meet them, they look like Precious's cousins. I'm just talking about, whoa, wait a second. Now, that's not like who I saw in the picture. That's what you call false advertising. That's all it is.
Okay. 347, you're
here.
What do you have to say about that?
347. Hello? I guess you have nothing to say. It's okay. On to the next. On to
okay.
The next.
614. Yeah, 614-592, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
I think they might be handling some personal business from a long time with themselves. It's okay.
513.
What up?
Okay, Keith, your people not saying nothing, honey.
Ooh. They ain't saying nothing. I don't know. They had the wrong numbers. I'm giving them the numbers now.
No, but they're on the air, but they're not, like, when I ring them on, they're not saying anything.
They said, oh, okay. We keep saying there are no shows scheduled for the next 24 hours. They're hanged up.
Okay, well, we got to win 23 minutes left, so 718-766-4661.
Okay, hold on. You know, I'm calling the cards. You know, I don't really drink, and I've been drinking a little bit. Hold on.
You always drink it.
What is it, 718-766-4661.
It seems like it's like that.
They at home thinking of lies right now. That's why they ain't saying shit.
Nah, we
talk.
718-766-4661. I said that
wrong number. No, because these are... Okay, because it's my following. Yes, yeah, you might address it to me. It's my following. This is my BBM. I mean, I'm Chuck Mommy, so, yeah, I have a BBM. Yeah. Well, no, actually, it's just people that call every week. You know what I mean? So, and then the females come in as well.
You're not going to be asking no questions if you don't know they're getting on the line.
Correct.
We ain't on that.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk, but your man right there just killed it. So, Fizzo, we can, I don't like nicknames. I just be like, Tony, you can get on and talk about, you can go on and get on now, if you like. But you ain't got no phone. You can go ahead and talk. And answer the question, have you ever lied on your dick?
I have lied on my dick plenty of times. I sure do. Hey, man, I ain't gonna front. Hey, my thing is, if it's somebody, if she look like Precious' cousin, hell no, I'm gonna lie on my dick. Yeah, my dick is small as shit. And I will fuck you two seconds. And bless the nut, and I'm out. Holler. Yeah, I'm sorry. I will lie on it. Yeah. My dick is small. You don't want it. I'm a minute man. I tell them anything. Yeah. I'm good.
Tony?
What was the question again?
Have you ever lied on your dick?
Nah, never, ever. Never, ever, ever.
Have you ever lied on your dick? Have you ever got ready to fuck a bitch and then it's just like, you just
build
your dick to get
soft? Yeah, I've done that before.
So.
I couldn't hear you, okay? Because I was ready to go and get up out of there.
What's going on? I don't know what the hell's going on.
It might have been numerous reasons. It might not have been just one thing. It could have been anything. But whatever it was, I was like, I got to go. I'm out.
Wow. In the
pool,
did you tell her what was wrong with her?
No.
You just got to tell
her alone.
Did it smell?
I'm like a woman. I have painted the orgasm before.
So
you ready to go?
Wow.
Yeah, babe.
I'm very on that one.
Hey, boy, they blowing my phone up, Chuck.
I see that. Where is my girls at? Wait a minute. 202, what in the shit from last week?
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable in here with a whole bunch of dudes.
Hey, come on, man. It's good, man.
I'm starting to see a lot of sausage in here. And not a
lot of... I'm about dick. I mean, come on.
Hold up, y'all. I'm going to get y'all with Chuck.
I don't know why it's going like this. Okay, 202, you're on the air.
Wow.
Hello?
Hello?
What was the number 202 what?
How you doing?
Nick, Carlos,
who is 202?
Oh, I don't know, but Honeybee, your girl is on the line.
Okay, what number is Honeybee?
Oh, my God, look it up. See? Good God Almighty. Honeybee is 310.
310?
Yeah.
Hey, Honeybee, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Chaka Mom?
I'm doing fine, girl. You hear all these niggas talking, complaining, ain't enough pussy on the line.
I've been on choked her out.
And they already admitted they lied on their dick. So have you ever had that situation where a nigga lied on his dick, and how did you handle it?
Oh, yeah. And I told him when he did pull it out, that's like giving a whale a Tic Tac. What am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah. Don't brag about it and say, oh, you're so big, you're so huge, you're so this, you're so that, and then you pull it out and, you know, you part of the itty dicky committee. I mean, come on now.
You know what? Here's a good one for you. Have you ever gave a nigga a blowjob and you just covered his whole dick with your mouth and you couldn't even eat something?
Once before, I promise you, his dick was like a Sharpie.
A Sharpie?
It was just a Sharpie. You know the skinny ones?
Uh-huh.
It was like a toothpick.
Hey, Honeybee.
It was terrible.
Honeybee.
Yes. Yes.
Did you get that thing Enigma sent out with a girl fucking dick? Enigma put something on a Twitter video. I'm sure some girl was fucking a deal though.
Did I get the email about that?
Nah, Enigma sent it out on Blackberry Messenger. It was about some girl
anything.
Sucking on a deal
though.
I just turned my phone back on because I was at work. Oh, okay, I'm going to send it to you. This girl had this motherfucking deal, though. This deal, though, had to be blocked.
I can't play with y'all when I'm in
now,
the lab 14, now. I
about 14
play
inches
when I'm
long. And she put that motherfucker all the way down her throat.
Wow. She did it big time.
And I said, you know what I said, don't you? I said, I'll marry that motherfucker if she let me skeet while she got her way down there like that.
She got
both one pair of nicks. Trying to talk about our
connection bag. Honeybee, a question. Hey, don't have your own conversation. Hello, Honeybee.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Chuck, you can't be doing the show down there like that because you got the phone back on. You got too much going on. And you talk about my crew going crazy. Good God Almighty.
I know. It's
we're going to talk to some bootleg people about this.
I know, right? So,
hey, you know what? I'm a superstar. They're going to get us right.
Basically, if you're not talking, mute your phone, that'll cut back on the kickback, on the feedback. Because what people are doing is they got the phone on, and they doing stuff in the background, so you're hearing all the stuff they're doing in the background. But if you're not talking, mute your phone.
Okay. I don't know what it's doing.
I don't know because I'm getting, like, so much feedback.
Well, I think we got too many people on the phone.
Okay, so it's me, you, Nick, and Honeybee.
Honeybee.
China had called, but I couldn't pick up her call.
She said,
so she needs to call back.
She said the line was echoing and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, now it's sounding good.
It's better.
But we need to get on with the show. We don't need to be doing our wasting our time. It's 10 o'clock. That's a whole hour been passed.
Say what now?
That's a whole hour been passed, and I ain't found out who been lying yet.
Well, it's up for debate.
Well, you know, ain't no motherfucker gonna get on the show. Ain't nobody gonna get on the show and say they lied on their shit.
Well, you know, Nick did say he lied on his. He came
out and
said
he lied. Okay, he made it sound real good with his lie, though.
No, I did. I did. Because it was, like I said, the girl, it was about as black as my black T-shirt I have on. And, yeah, I had to lie to her. I ain't going to lie. She was a big, yeah, she looked like she played linebacker for the Panthers. I had to lie to her on my dick on that one. I'm sorry.
Do you really think she believed you?
I'm
not sure if she believed me or not. I really didn't care because I didn't like her like that.
Yeah, because I only uploaded one. When I came home, I got it, like, late.
I was trying to be nice to her, so I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to tell her the truth. She probably didn't. I think she called me, like, 2 weeks later and said I was bullshitting, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean about it, but. China said she gonna, it's going to be a minute because she's picking up her daughter. She don't want her daughter to know she's a freak.
Wow, that's crazy. That's very crazy.
Like mother, like daughter. Your daughter gonna be one too. I love you, Bree.
I mean, some females lie, but I think the females that's on the line tonight, we keep it straight honest. Because I know the ones that called last week when they were talking about the fetishes and they were telling dudes what they paint was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
I mean, it just depends.
It all depends, but I'm going to be honest about mine. I'm not going to share anybody's feelings or say something that's not true. If I don't like it or if I'm not feeling it, I'm going to tell you.
And I mean, that's how it should be. You know, like, look, I don't know, maybe it was some failure to communicate. But I'm just not a blunt bitch, and I'm just going to be like, you just lied on your fucking dick. I ain't even interested. I don't even want this shit no more.
Exactly, because if it's wet.
I don't want it at all.
If it's wet, if they swear they
Well, tell me about your shit now.
Say what now?
I'm asking Honeybee to tell me about her shit now.
About the guy
on the
one that was small.
About your pussy in your head. You know what I'm talking about.
Man, that's G14 classified. I don't tell about mine.
And he has a
That is G14 classified. Only the elite of the elite of private security know about that.
Well, I'm the head of security. I'm PYE. I'm the PME, security, governor, everything. I'm the law of the world.
Clearly, you don't have security clearance because you don't know.
What? Give me security clearance. You can't be on the show holding back. You weren't holding back last week. These motherfuckers blowing my phone up.
I am in a public place, so I have to be good. But if you want to put somebody, where is Black Diamond?
Yeah, I don't know.
She gave too many numbers. I just gave her the right number.
And where's Hollywood?
301.
I don't know where Hollywood at.
Where's China?
Yeah,
Doll?
Hollywood is 917. I don't see her.
China Doll says it's gonna be a minute when she get on, cause
Because I know the females are represent, so we good.
716.
So I'm gonna bring in.
She'll be coming through any minute.
Okay. I'm going to bring in some more callers because I see El Boogie is on.
Boogie said he wasn't going to call until 9 o'clock his time, so we fucked up his minutes the last time.
Cool.
He'll be all right.
El Boogie said. He said, nigga, I am. Put me in.
El Boogie from B-More?
Yeah.
El
Yo, what's poppin'? Hey, what's poppin'? Hey, Boogie, what's poppin'?
What's up, Boogie? Oh, I thought you said LT. LT said he wasn't calling in at 9 o'clock his time because we fucked his minutes up. I told that nigga to get some unlimited.
It's Earl Boogie, but it's Ace Boogie. What up?
What up, Earl?
I'm supposed to have videos to back up for that.
Is
thing,
that
so
Ace Bug or is that L Bug?
That's L. That ain't LT. That's L Boogie from Baltimore.
No. I said L Boogie or Ace Boogie.
Ace L Boogie from Baltimore. Ace Boogie is from Virginia.
I know. I said, who's on the line? Is it L or
Ace? Ace Boogie.
Exactly. He kept saying it's. He kept saying it was L. I said that's H.
Oh, H on the line. Well, Boogie,
yes.
L Boogie trying to get on too.
Oh, that's nice meeting you. Okay.
And I got. Hey, you gotta get 347 on the line.
I want you to play with you with my fingers.
The last number is 6446.
She didn't hear you.
Hey, Chop.
Yeah.
Y'all little crunchy ass need to listen. Get the 347 on the line, 5446.
Do it now?
347 is the first, and 5446 is the last.
Okay, not there. Not yet.
Oh, he ain't there. Well, L Boogie should be there. Last number is 2334.
2334443.
Yeah, he's talking
about
nigga, my number, put me on.
Yeah, you good.
He's on your. Yo. Have you ever lied on your dick, Boogie?
What's good is L Boogie in the fucking building. You know it ain't a party until I come through it. What the fuck?
How you doing?
What's good? What's the topic of tonight? What we talking about? I'm over here partying with the white people. I snuck out real quick, you know what I'm saying, to get on this line. Because I party with white people, black people, Asian people. A-Rab motherfuckers.
Well, we
yeah, we're talking about
A-Rab.
Love and guys.
Hell, you don't have the good sense God gave a goat. You know that?
Yeah, I know I ain't got no goddamn sense now. What the hell's the topic?
Have you ever lied
on
your
dick
to a woman?
Have I ever lied on my dick to a woman?
Yeah.
Nah, I tell a bitch real quick. My shit 3.5, and I can work all 3.5 of them. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah, what the fuck is the point of you lying on your dick, though, yo, for real? Like, let's take the joint in consideration. I say my dick is 12 inches long, right?
Yes.
The bitch hit me up. She say, yo, I'm trying to get all 12 inches. I'm like, bitch, is your tonsils good enough for the 12 inches? She's like, yeah, I'm good for it. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to meet you. Then when I pull up, I only got 1.5 of the 12 inches. She going to be mad as shit.
That's why you don't show it to him.
Or,
that's
why he's just going to do like I did. I met a guy. He said he was 9 inches, right? So I hit him with the flex, like, your baby. You know what? You got an email address? He was like, yeah. I'm like, why don't we make a video so when I'm not with you, you can play it back and look at it? Because you are going to fuck him up in
shit.
The bedroom, right? So
you ain't even, yo, nigga, you don't even need the email address. I'll check and see your phone right the fuck now. I got videos, pictures. I got me solo. I got me with other chicks. I got what you need. I got it all. I ain't gonna sit here and lie.
Because I made the video, and I put it up on my site. So everybody seen the nigga hit me from the back, and he couldn't handle it. He seen me give him head. Nigga yelled more than a bitch having a baby. Like, ooh,
well, come do it to L Boogie
like,
then,
yeah.
Goddammit, because I'm telling you right now, I'm taking that and some more. I'm gonna embarrass you on your own site.
He's putting this nigga on blast right now.
And he's from Harlem. You know what I know about New York niggas? Y'all hate fuck me, right?
Well, first, y'all hate fuck me, right? Y'all hate fuck me, right? Y'all
I send you my address, my phone number, and my email, nigga. It's nothing. I say my goddamn phone number on the airwaves right now. It's nothing. Ladies, you can send your nasty pics to me, L Boogie, because I get down like that. I'm a nasty motherfucker. I eat pussy. Yes, I do. I do it all.
Hey, you're a nasty
honey,
ass
you, hear him?
You not only get free gas.
I hear him. I'm not paying him any attention. I'm always going to get
free gas.
Hey,
Boogie, go talking about I get free gas and shit. Nigga,
bro,
fuck you and your incest selling ass, nigga.
Hey, why you so quiet, man?
310.
310.
Is that San Francisco?
Good question.
Can we talk about how females be lying, how they be doing all this freaky shit, and be talking about that they do that shit, and then when the time comes, these bitches be bluffing?
Bluffing!
I can't relate to that. I can't relate to that.
I mean, you can relate to that?
Well, I'll be the freaky shit I do. I just jump out the gate and do it.
Bless
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just like 2 weeks ago. I fuck a nigga. He's like, he ain't had no pussy in a minute. 4 strokes, the nigga pulled back. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I'm about to come. What the fuck you mean you about to come? Like,
well,
oh
that nigga
should have
did with Cat Williams, that he should have known his stroke count, and he should have jerked off before he got there.
Did he tell me I'm mean? Because I tell this motherfucker I ain't get mine, so I got to go to the next nigga to fuck me so I can be right. He's like, you
that's
because
you ain't got me in your phone number.
Bed.
If you would have had me on your line, and I would have known that you ain't get your joints when you was fucking with this dude, then I would have got you off, yo, real talk. Hey, he ain't know his stroke count, and when he fucks you, he ain't know what the fuck he was doing. That's all it was. Me and my man Dan out here getting it in, yo. Real talk. I'm chilling with my homeboy Dan. And my homeboy Dan, yo, I put $1,000 on it. Dan will fuck up anybody on the dance floor right now. And he ain't scared to show his testicles in public. He ain't scared to do shit, yo. He'll fuck you, your mother, your aunt, and your cousin, too. At the same time, he said.
Hey, Scott, I got a couple girls that's on hold.
I got a couple girls on hold that want
to get on.
All right.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
What's up, you little nasty Asian?
Who's the little nasty Asian? China doll on the line?
Yeah, I got a butt plug for her ass.
You nasty skeezer. You always trying to play with somebody's asshole and shit. If y'all know China doll, she always talking about, bend over, nigga. I'm trying to play with your asshole. Who the fuck does that?
I'm so uncomfortable.
Who's this on the line, damn it?
That's China.
Oh, that's China talking shit? I got a Newport for you, China. You want to smoke that shit?
China fake ass motherfucker.
No, that was Honeybee talking. I said you like it, so hush up. Yeah,
man, look, I had my asshole licked one time and I felt violated, Joe.
So, ladies, you guys
the bitch caught me, yo, she caught me by fucking surprise. She caught me by surprise. I'm a real nigga, I'm going to keep it real. I don't got no time to be bullshitting, lying, telling lies and all that shit, lying on nothing. Bitch licked me in my asshole one time in front of about 30 niggas because we was at a stripper party and shit. And let me tell you how violated I was. I wasn't allowed back in the barbershop for about 2 months after the bitch licked my asshole.
How does she even get up on you to do that?
Because, all right, look, this is the situation, all right? At my barbershop, you know what I'm saying? I'm Puerto Rican, but I go to a hood-ass barbershop, a black-owned barbershop, whatever. They had a fight party. If I wasn't mistaken, it was Miguel Cote. No, it was this other Puerto Rican dude fighting this other dude. They invited me to come out there. After the fight, they was like, yo, we got strippers coming through. I was like, cool, I'm there. The stripper comes out, and out of everybody in the crowd, the bitch picked me, yo. I'm 5'11" and a half. About a good 240 pounds, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big, solid, sturdy nigga. This bitch picks me up off my fucking feet. She about 4 foot.
She was at a stripper party.
Yeah, she about 4'11", 115 pounds. This bitch, she said her favorite show to watch was WWE wrestling. That's where I fucked up at. I thought I was a manly man. I was like, bitch, you ain't gonna pick me up. This bitch picked me up, threw me over her shoulders, and spun me around and slammed me on the ground. When she did that, she took my pants off, ripped my boxes off. I was like, damn, I'm ready to get some head in front of everybody. I don't even give a fuck. She poured handy down the balls into my ass crack and just started sucking it out my ass crack. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus. It feels good, but I felt violated.
She started licking your ass like that?
Yeah, yo. I don't even know the bitch left or right. If you ask me the bitch name, I could tell you it was Socrates or something like that. The bitch stripper name was something crazy.
You only felt violated because there was some men around. You would have liked that shit if you was by yourself.
Nah, no bullshit, yo. Nah, no bullshit. No bullshit, yo. Somebody offered to do that shit afterwards, and I was like, nah, because yo, it don't feel right because the asshole be sticking and shit afterwards. And I'm like, hold on, you putting liquor to waste. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to let y'all know now. I'm drunker than a motherfucker right now. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, why is this bitch pouring honey down my balls? I'm like, yo, for real? That's a waste of alcohol to me. You could have did some other shit. I mean, if you ain't had no chocolate, no whipped cream or nothing, you're going to waste the alcohol, though. That's some bullshit.
Wow.
The first time I had my ass licked out, boy, I was scared to death. I was a young dude.
You see how my story brings out the truth out of other niggas, though? You see how my story brings the truth out of others?
Hey, nigga, I just told you, you think I'm not like my motherfucking salad
like,
house?
It's niggas that eat ass. So what does that make them?
No, I don't eat ass. Don't say I eat ass because I don't cross the bridge of Brooklyn, shorty. I don't go down Dirty Jersey like that. I don't cross over the George Washington Bridge.
Man, y'all got me fucked up.
I don't cross over there.
Hold on, bro. If you eat some pussy, you're going to eat some ass if you get into it because it's too close.
No, nigga, obviously, I need to teach you some motherfucking lessons, yo, because the asshole and the clit is two different locations, and they is fucking far apart.
Oh, so what you said is, okay, you do is lick clit. You don't get inside the pussy.
Hey, I get in the pussy, nigga, but I'm telling you, I ain't crossing the bridge, nigga. You don't cross the bridge, yo.
I'm going to try to touch the bottom of that pussy with my tongue. That's cool too, nigga.
I mean, I'll go from the back to the top, but I'm saying there's about a good 2-inch gap, nigga. My tongue ain't that motherfucking long.
You gonna be, if you go there, you're going to be right there.
My tongue ain't that long, nigga. My shit is fat. I got a fat tongue, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go all the way down there to come all the way back up, nigga. That's just too much.
Okay,
look.
Hey,
which one of the girls is 5'4"-6?
Huh?
5'4"-6, 3'4"-7. Is that Diamond, Black Diamond?
It might be, but put this number on, too, the 4427 number. She says she want to get in real bad. I'm trying to get some more women in.
Okay, 301?
Let's get 301.
Let me see your phone. Hey, sweetie, you on?
Oh, my God.
You laughing at me, nigga?
You motherfucking right. I'm laughing at your ass, L, when I see you. Son, I'm going to fuck you up.
It would be the best.
Hey, Sherry, you know I can't let you do nothing
too,
here.
Oh, I'm going to fuck him up, Los. I'm trying to tell you. He talking about the clit and the ass is too far apart, nigga. What about all the shit in between? I don't understand. The fuck
nigga, that's where my fingers
go.
My tongue ain't got to go there. You crazy.
That's what I'm trying to
say. You ain't never licked ass at all. It's two different locations.
I'm trying to tell you something. And look, I'm going to tell you right now.
Give me a girl.
I'm a real nigga, and I'm going to keep it real. I eat the pussy, and I fuck the shit out of you. I do what it got to take for you to get yours, okay? But I ain't going nowhere near the asshole. That's just a hell no. No thank you. Because then I'm just saying, though, because some people don't use the motherfucking wet wipes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some people just use regular toilet paper, and then they be having little hairs in their ass, and there might be a little crustacean on the joint. I ain't fucking with it, yo. That's just me being real. I ain't going to fuck with it.
If they don't wipe in the right direction, you can get the same shit on the pussy. What the fuck?
Nigga, if you is wiping your ass from back to front, nigga, they
you know, people don't know how to wipe. I'm just saying. You talking about they don't use the wet wipes on the ass. Who's to say they wiping theyself properly in the first place? So, you know, you take a chance either way.
So how do you wipe if you don't mind me asking you? How do you
like
wipe?
I'm supposed to, Negro.
And how are you supposed to? Because
hey,
I'm going to Google this shit as soon as we get off this call.
What Earl really said is when he gets in the pool, he said, hold on,
front
baby, we got
to
jump in the shower and wash it up.
Nigga, I don't even mind washing it up for you, nigga. I wash it from front to back, side to side.
Nigga, so if you
I
wash
put
it
the
up,
dub,
L,
the dial,
you
the motherfucking Navina, I put all of that shit on.
L, if you, yep.
No,
if you wash it up first, you going to lick it then?
You said what?
If you wash it up first and, it, you know, it's met your cleanliness. You gonna lick it then?
I got clear lock.
I might. I mean, it depends how many drinks I done had inside.
Okay,
if I had
so
about
so
two then, more.
And be honest, nigga, it's a possibility that you may already have.
Yo, but can I ask you a question? Yo, when have you met a grown ass woman?
Hey.
Hold on. When have you met a grown ass woman just to ask you to eat an asshole, though?
Say what?
I'm serious. I'm being serious, yo. When have you gone to the club and you seen a chick and she was like, yo, I'm trying to take you home so you can eat my asshole? That's what I'm saying. You see, you see how everybody got quiet and started laughing? That shit don't happen. See, y'all just don't end up having to do it because when y'all try. Because when we be teabagging y'all, y'all be over there using y'all tongues and it just
breaks. Calm down, brother. Calm down.
I'm sorry, it's alcohol, bro. It's alcohol.
For one thing, if somebody picked up, you know, there's no bullshit anyway. But if me and somebody picked up and that's what we're going to be doing, I suggest that we both grown. We already know what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
We grown. I ain't that goddamn grown, nigga. I ain't eating no asshole, nigga. I'll eat pussy for 4 days.
You should do a motherfucking thing. You should be grown enough to know what a motherfucker wants.
Hello? And a lot of females write their ass with. It's just, you know, a new fetish.
I came across me and was looking at me like, nigga, what is he talking about? Yo, they ain't believe me that I was on an internet radio show, so I had to put him on the joint.
Hey,
matter of fact, hold on. Let me tell you some of her sex updates. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Hello?
First and foremost, I was in a public place, so I couldn't say nothing. That's why I was being quiet. But, you know, Honeybee will get her talk on. Nigga, if a broad wants it, she's going to tell you what the fuck she wants. I know that.
What
the
fuck?
What you got to tell me with debate?
They
talk
about
Honeybee.
Huh?
Yeah,
you
said, you said,
I have a question
for you.
I could not say what I wanted to say because I was in a public spot. I was still kind of at work. So now that I'm out, I can
talk.
Yeah.
Hello? I know you a wild one, so let me hear what you got to say.
What? Who you talking to, honey?
Yeah.
You
she like having her ass ate.
No,
if she like having her ass ate, I know this one chick. I know this one chick out from D.C. I know this one little massage parlor out in D.C. I could take y'all to. It's about 175 is a happy ending, yo. They look your asshole and everything.
Hey, guess what? I just don't want anybody licking my ass.
We can get some members from PME to do it for free.
Exactly. If your bitch ass hold back on the block and go make my motherfucking money before I get mad and smack the shit out your ass.
Let me handle this real quick, bro.
Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Chop, let me tell your monkey ass something right now. You little handkerchief head bleed between the legs ass nigga. You ain't gonna have my niggas doing shit. They only gonna do what the fuck they wanna do.
Matter of fact,
I think I need to take y'all on a nationwide trip around the globe.
To find out who you have?
So they can see what kind of transvestite you hang out with?
I'm talking about you and your crew.
You got trannies.
Yeah, you got them. You got
trannies. Oh, by the way, Elbug, Ace.
He got
him.
He hung up.
I got y'all. Look. Listen, I got your balls today in the lab. Don't worry, I dissected them just right.
I'm going to slap a patch of hair out your head. Just keep on talking.
You ain't got this shit. Don't come to the All-Star game.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm an All-Star, baby. I'm all about All-Star. You ain't going to do nothing.
I'm going to beat you out your shoes. I'm going to show you how
whatever.
You do it back in the day.
It ain't hard to beat you out of your Jesus walkers.
I'm wearing my work shoes with steel toes so I can kick y'all up the crack of y'all ass.
Hey, Rum. Carlos, hold on. I got one of my followers, my faithful followers.
What's up, Mommy?
Hey, Rum. How you doing, baby?
Well, that's my nigga. What a joke.
Oh, had that lime and Henny. Get that coal off my chest.
How are you feeling better?
What the hell's going on? Well, they phones acting up. They need to get rid of them DJ phones and get them some real phones.
Get the BlackBerry.
I don't know what y'all doing.
Whose phone is acting up? They need to hang up.
It ain't mine. I'm on my house phone.
China, I mean, is that you?
You need to put your earpiece, honey, if you're going to play with yourself on the phone.
China said get her on the line. Is she on the phone?
Who's on the phone? Was that Black Diamond?
Nah, if that was Black Diamond, her loud ass would have been talking. Get China on the phone, 3737.
Where's Chuck Lamont? She disappeared. You know, BlackBerry raggedy in the motherfucker, and my signal dropped. Never would I just leave my girl stranded.
I'm like, where'd she go?
I'm right here.
Get China on the line, 3737.
China! Wait a minute. What, is it frozen?
Tell it.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to change subjects now.
What our subject is now?
What is the hot subject? You know, Nick D brought up a good topic earlier today because you guys know that it's anti-homecoming. But we're not even going to say just for homecoming. You know, like, what do you say for, like, a shower, bachelor party, special occasions? Like, once a year, is it okay for you to go out of town and, you know, wow out, do shit that you normally wouldn't do if you was at home?
Weekly
thing for them damn Rough Riders. The Rough Rider males do that on a regular. I don't even know why they have girlfriends. Because every time they go out,
Don't
lie.
What about y'all?
I have far too many freaking Rough Rider brothers not to know that.
I can't even go to a motherfucking event without a motherfucker trying to find out what room I'm in. I got to sneak in my own motherfucking room because y'all stalking. And then just fuck my nigga 2 days before. Some of them rough out of women.
Ain't nobody stalking your ass.
Not the Rough Rider women. You need to stop that lying. It's not the Rough Rider women, nigga. You know it's some little groupie bitches y'all be picking up.
I'm talking about you rough riding motherfuckers. Every time I go to a fucking event, I can't even show my damn room. I gotta sneak in and out my room when everybody busy because motherfuckers be knocking on your door trying to sneak in your room and they just fucked your boy about two minutes ago.
That's because y'all nasty.
That's some rough riding.
I hide my room all the time. I will not go in my room unless I can sneak in that motherfucker.
Chaco, let me tell you something. Most of the males will not share a room with, like, their brothers because they know that they're going to get ass when they go out of town. And most of them have wedding rings and girlfriends and fiancés, but, you know, what happens out of town stays out of town.
Well, what the women got, like the men do, is the only ones do this shit. Y'all women must be
doing it. I'm the only one around doing it.
Y'all do it more.
You motherfuckers be fucking out of each pants leg at every motherfucking event. Y'all be out of every pants leg. Go wash that coochie out and give it to another motherfucker. And y'all talk about us.
Really? Is that what you're going to say?
Don't spread my peanut butter like that.
I'm not saying that you have to fuck. I'm not saying that. Case in point, I was out today with some married men. We went out in the town and looked at ass all day. That's all we did. Now, why is it going to go back to their wives and probably fuck the shit out of them because they haven't seen that ass out there? I'm not saying that you go out and fuck every chick you see at homecoming or once before you go to town. I'm just saying when you go out of town, you're still good. Have fun. You know, so if you still got it, and then finally your life, because now you're going to be even more faithful.
What I'm saying is this. I want one of my Rough Rider brothers to get online and fucking lie. Lie and say that they don't hit when they go out of town. Because I promise you, as soon as I see you, you catching one to take a dome for lying.
Okay, well, honey, B. What is without a noise on that phone? Get them on mute. Hey, honey, B. Me and you talk on the phone on the record, right?
I mean, men do that more than women.
Hold on, Chad.
No, actually, we don't jerk off.
Hold on.
That's all you want to do? Okay.
Y'all want to get on your dick? I need can get a good nut. Once I get my nut, we go out separate ways.
That's what I'm saying. But how many women will go for that? Let's be real. How many women will let a dude go to school and be like, yo, I just want to fuck you. I don't want you to be let that. I'm going to fuck you. And fuck your home girl and be good.
It depends on what she's looking for.
Right.
Real talk, it depends on what she's looking for. If she's, huh?
I mean, I'm right here.
It depends on what she's looking for. If she's looking for something serious, then she's going to be like, I'm not going to accept that. If she's looking just for a fly-by-night, somebody to help her get it off, then she's going to be like, all right, we'll do what you got to do, because I'm going to do what I got to do.
Hey, but when we
typical
do
woman.
It all,
hey,
all the guys got to always talk shit. We got to be a whore, this, that, and the third. But they do it all the time. It's cool for them to have one night stands, fuck a bitch, sit on the way, close the door, don't take the phone call, tell them, oh, she a bird, she a duck, she a pigeon. But when we do it, we get
labeled. Mom, you sound like that's what kind of happened to you before. That sound like that might have happened to you before. What are you sounding like?
Nah, I'm going to tell y'all what it really is. What it really is. Stop is just a female supremacist.
I'm just saying,
the right shit. Chuck just a female supremacist. That's all it is to it. She thinks women is right. And y'all some sneaky motherfuckers, conniving ass motherfuckers, red weaving motherfuckers. I ain't gonna sit up here and say it ain't no good women out there, and I ain't gonna say it ain't no good men out there. But I'm gonna tell you straight up. Y'all do this shit and y'all think it's slick and niggas be all in the y'all, hard all in the y'all, going to work, grinding on the block, whatever he's doing, bringing that change on to y'all, fucking the shit out of you. Y'all still want more. Y'all still doing other shit. And men do
it. No. Hold on, partner. That is so
men
not
do
true.
It the same way. So you ain't finna sit up here and say men do this and men do that when y'all do the same shit that men do. And see, that's why, and that's the reason right there why I don't spread my peanut butter, because you fuck one motherfucker, you done fucked 100 motherfuckers.
Somebody sounding a little salty right there.
Huh?
Every time y'all get on the line, y'all come up with some bullshit talking about men, and y'all know y'all women do the same
here
shit.
Go, here
I'm gonna tell y'all.
Hold on.
This is real life gangster shit right here.
Is it real life gangster shit right here?
You and your girls out hanging, right? I just say you out hanging, right? You see a nigga that fuck with one of your girls, and you see him fucking with a bride, right? Guess what the first thing you do? Hey, girl, you get on the phone. Hey, girl, guess who I see over here? Blah, blah, blah. But guess what? If you out with your girl and your girl out fucking around, you ain't gonna call that nigga and say, hey, you know she out fucking around. See, everything is good for y'all, but
hold
it ain't good
second.
For us.
No, that's not true, and you need to back up that statement, because not every female is like that. If my girl is doing wrong, I'm going to tell her she's doing wrong. My homegirl was cheating on her husband, and I told her, broad, you doing wrong. Now, I'm going to let her know. I'm not honest about mine. I'm going to let you know. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Everybody, for 1 minute besides Honeybee right now. Did you tell her husband that she was cheating?
No, because her husband don't even like me.
Now, if you see her husband cheating, would you have told her that he was cheating?
Would I have told her?
Yeah, you would have.
That would have.
I mean,
but I told her when she was wrong.
But it don't make no difference. I don't understand how. That's why I keep myself out of everybody's business. I don't give a fuck if I see your nigga fucking 100 bitches. I don't give a fuck if I see your bitch fucking 100 niggas. I don't give a fuck. That ain't none of my business. As long as it ain't my bitch, I don't give a fuck what you doing. That's why I stay out of it, because if I could tell on my niggas, I could tell on the women, too. If I could tell on the woman, hey, bro, I seen your girl doing this. I could tell on him, too. But I don't get into that because it ain't none of my business. Let them find out on their own that ain't none of my business. If you're going to tell on one, you might as well tell on the other. You'll see her out there.
If I talk to him, truthfully and honestly, I'd be like, you need to talk to your girl. That's all I would say. Now, my friend, because that's my girl, I can say to her, you wrong and you need to stop. You need to knock it off and stop it. But he's
hey,
not. I don't know him like that.
Guess what's going to happen, though? Guess what's going to happen, though? If you tell on that girl, she's going to brush you in your head with Bob.
No, she's not. She listens to me. When I tell her she's wrong, she listens to me. She might not like it. But me and my friends know I'm not about to bite my tongue and say, oh, if we're in a crowded place, it does not even matter. If we're about to get down with the get down, because we're about to fight. I'm going to fight with any one of my female friends or my sisters, my rough riding sisters. But when we get in a car, I'm going to cheer them a new one, especially if I was fighting for no damn good reason.
But that ain't the question, though, honey, bitch.
Well,
hold on,
y'all. I got to play this song. This is perfect. Just hold on.
Hope that she Kim Kardashian the way up. Don't know the difference between the touchdown and the layup. Got you on Viagra in order for you to stay up. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. I'm sorry they shitty, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with you, baby, that's so good. Do you remember? Oh, baby, that's so good.
Oh my God!
No,
Yo, this is Twist coming, calling in from the Carolinas.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, Twist.
Shout out to PME.
Whatever. PME can suck one.
It might change.
PME.
It might change your life.
You want to Carlos to
anyway.
PME
can
suck one.
Are you going to take up for Carlos or something?
Say what? I never. And it's all relative, man. People going to do what they want to do. So, you're going to do dirt, be careful, you know what I'm saying? cover your shit up. You need to get mad if you get played. You know what I'm saying? It happens to the best of us.
So you've been played before.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you might not want to tell everybody that, though.
Have you ate ass before, too?
I mean, if you did it right, you hit it a couple of times. You know, I ain't no...
That's a yes or no question, sweetie. That's not a I mean. That's not a That's not a none of them. That's a yes or no.
I didn't.
Right. Yes or no. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, Chris, thank you for your honesty.
But, you know, y'all know y'all just
fucked. Did you do it again?
I can't be president now. Now, y'all fucked it up. If they get out, I can't
run
for president. I can't run for president now.
How the fuck you up? How the fuck you up? I kicked you an ass and you told us yes?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Now I can't be president. They're going to hold that against me.
Wow. He's stupid. He's so stupid.
Grandma Honey Bee.
What's up, baby?
What's up, Grandma?
Damn.
Yeah,
wow.
Keep it up, little boy. Keep it up, little boy. You already, hey, don't let me have to put you out there like that. I don't think you want to rumble with the beat.
Please.
Rumble with the beat. I got some beef. I got a trigger for you right here.
Tell you what. Rumble with the country when you want to.
He always want to talk, call somebody grandma, but this grandma will change your life.
What's your hip hop for when he done changed? He done licked some ass. Did you get your ass licked too?
Damn right. It's a two-way street. I'm an equal opportunity.
Oh, shit, you low-county nigga. Give it, hey. Hey, you're not one. You coming up on Puerto Rican? Are you coming up on Puerto Rican? Because a bitch getting wet over here. I need your tongue assistance.
You hit me up. Let's talk, bro. You know, shout out to A&T, you know, alumni 03, you know, McNair Hall. In my time
this one
there.
Right here is like for real, like throwing shots out. Like seriously, this is hilarious.
I mean, he needs to be throwing a shout out for some directions to my ass. Come here, Twitter.
Yeah, he probably nigga, you're not talking about a pussy, nigga.
That's all. Damn,
I'm 40, nigga. To Greensboro, nigga.
Come on. I'll
meet you on the highway. I'll pull over, keep my blinkers on. What's up? I'll be there in 50 minutes. I'm right up the road.
Oh, shit.
You're 45 minutes away, nigga. You're trying to get a problem. You've been trying to lick your ass. I'm just trying to. He's trying to lick your ass. Yep.
Man. Oh, wait a minute, Twist, since
you
being so honest, have
you ever lied on your dick? No, hell no. Can I get a dick pic? Now, see, wait. Somebody that's massively confident in there would have been like, hell yeah, I'm sending it right now. Where are you sending it to? This
Yeah, but you know what? When you send me a picture of your dick, don't hold the camera to the right and tilt it, because that shit going to make it look like that shit belongs on a donkey, and I'm going to fuck you up for lying on the camera.
And my D money boy, shut the fuck up. You know,
Honey Bee, you can get Carlos off because I know he's like 38.
Go,
He done cussed us out. He done sent me a text and cussed us out. We are not his friends right now. He is very upset. I think
Y'all put Carlos back on the radio. He gave me the number to come on. Y'all put him back on the radio.
Oh, you sound so sweet being a spokesperson for Carlos. But that fucker called me a female supremacist. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean that's your business, you know what I'm saying? I just know I'm the king of my cap.
Good, how are you?
Oh, wait a minute. I think we should triple team a PME. Let's put China Doll back on.
Yes, we're good, China.
And my P is on the line. Hello?
China.
Yeah, I mean, it's a female takeover. Fuck the nigga right now, except for Twist, because I'm going to fuck him, but, give, you know.
Nobody complaining over here in the 919.
No, nigga, he wants you to come to the police. He wants you to come to the police. I'm not shocked, I'm not talking. He wants you to come to the
police. Oh, my God. Y'all
are
just too damn funny.
I'm not chalk mommy. I'm your
country. You're who?
I'm not chalk mommy. I'm her country. She wants you to get her ass.
My audience is trying to clown. I got
one
that looks like he can eat some pussy. I got one that looks like he can just... Oh, he can do it all.
Yeah, he's trying to tell you, honey, being China Dog. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's trying to look at me for, post-mortem.
This song right here, don't hate, because PYW is in the house.
Hey, PYW, you know what? I'm trying to put some Range Rover to the beat, so y'all slogan should be two in the butt, put twist in the truck. How about that?
Two in the boy.
What? Honeybee, somebody wants to know what PYW stands for. Could you tell them?
Oh, pimp if you want.
What day? Oh, damn, pussy, you won't.
Pimp it.
Oh, that is so nice.
He said you need my what?
Yeah, we need y'all pin numbers, because I need to add y'all.
Yeah, I need to add you, too.
Carlos has my pin.
Oh, I
don't
think you
have
to
call
me. Nick D Radio City
doesn't have your pin.
Well, right now, I'm in the middle of shopping, so I'm not about to pull out my phone.
Whatever.
Hey, I just got thrown off. Thank you.
Sit down and mind yourself. You hear? Sit down and mind yourself.
You better watch out, Grandma.
Oh,
got a nasty temper.
You know what? We're gonna have to put Carlos back on, cause he's gonna fuck y'all up.
He ain't going to fuck me up. He going to get you, but he ain't going to get me. I ain't worried about Carlos.
He ain't going to do nothing to me. Carlos, he was coming to Augusta because he thought I would have kidnapped him. So, I had to hear from somebody else. Carlos ain't going to do nothing. But sit on the phone and listen to us have a good time at his expense. Hi, Carlos. baby.
He's going to be hella hot.
Oh, but it goes off for 14 minutes, but we can only stay on and talk more shit.
Let's see. You know what?
When we have 2 minutes left, we're going to bring Carlos on because that ain't enough time for him to talk shit because he can't talk that fast.
That's cool.
And y'all need to stop talking about my brother like that, man. We all.
We'll talk about you.
Okay, then we'll talk about you.
Talk,
who is
about
that?
Me. Yeah, I can talk back.
I'm gone.
Yeah,
you don't want no sensitive, soft-ass person on the phone. I'm going to call you, but that's not nice. But we don't want no sensitive ass. You know, we don't want to
wait
for him.
You can call him. Let me tell you something. He's PME. He's one of the trannies, so you can call him whatever you want to call him.
I'm a tranny now.
Oh, really?
I'm a tranny now. Wow.
It is what it is. That's what I call you PME people.
Tranny.
You call it tranny?
Tranny.
He's in training.
And in 2010. He's in training. You meant right?
Tranny as in transvestite. I call them all transvestites.
Oh, shit.
I don't know whatever you smoking out there in Las Vegas. You need to bag that shit up and spread across the country because you'll be a rich ass.
Wow.
I told you, and he's the little one. He's a little PME tranny. Because he's a PME in training. So he just got his training bra and his hormone pills. And don't worry, like I said, you know I work at the lab and I'm gonna make sure that all your paperwork goes through so that you can get your procedure. Don't worry, I got your back.
And you know what? And you know, I would appreciate you having my back if that was true.
I do. So, you know, I don't want you to be scared the day of the procedure. You know what I'm saying? No, your kitty will never look as good as mine, but you know they're going to make it look as good as possible. Okay?
Oh, I didn't hear.
All right.
I heard it wasn't a kitty.
You
want to
be
like
me.
I heard it was more like a grown ass lion.
You
want to
be like me.
Oh,
yes, okay.
My God.
Watch out, spray yourself with female perfume.
I know. It's okay.
PME, y'all just need to go ahead and admit it that that's what y'all do. We all know it. It's okay because y'all always talking about us on the block and this, that, and the other. But y'all know far too much about the block. See, because we're working women, like careers, like offices, not the streets like y'all do. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I don't want to see.
You know,
I host a radio show.
You know what? I guess you can say that, you know, you're a career woman with all the flicks you done put out, being a trainer yourself. I like when you pulled out that dude's ass and he was across the
y'all
street.
You can't flip it on me. You're the tranny.
You
know what I mean? You can't flip me. He has videos on, you know, with the wig on, with the lipstick. His makeup looked kind of bad. But we got some pictures that we called RuPaul.
Really? He said you have videos. You got some.
Guess who's the co-star?
No, he has videos.
Guess who's the co-star? Guess who's the co-star?
I'm not the co-star. You're a transvestite video. Hell no.
Co-star.
Wow, Chris.
You be over there nipping and tucking and flipping. I ain't with
that. Never that. For that.
Wow.
Nipping, checking, and flipping, baby. Nipping, checking, and flipping.
No, Carlos, man, just look at that. That was going to get in so bad. It's like.
Look, just because you, I mean, that's real, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
You know what, Twist? Go ahead and leave it alone because I demolished you tonight. I got another PME. Ooh, yeah. Why? This is
nah.
Y'all can't catch PYW. I got you all day. I got you by the balls, Google. You can't move. Shut it up. Keep it quiet. Hush it.
Shut up.
Silence with you.
Want to talk about
then
that?
You keep
talk
trying
about
to
that.
Talk about that.
BBM Hudson had to make me untie you. He's untied
yeah, my
her.
Cousin did not have to make you untie me.
Yeah,
bro,
you couldn't get untied.
You were the one. No. You
yeah,
got to
ain't nobody
listen
trying
to
hear that.
He was the one that told you to be quiet. He told you to be quiet. And you
see,
listen.
PME, they all can
and
hear
you
this
listen.
On the radio right now. You was tied up.
With my
double R bandana in your mouth.
Twist. You couldn't tie
I don't
me
I got
if you had a 20-foot rope. You can't tie me. You can't. You look, you cannot capture the beat. I'm so sorry. Now,
well,
I know it's a dream of yours. I know it's a dream of yours.
So
and I know you fantasize, but you can't do it. So let it go. Leave it alone. It's all right. It's okay.
Was,
lay down. Drink your formula.
Lay down and take it out.
Let it go. Just Drink your formula.
Nice.
Drink your
look.
Formula.
Look,
I got
I
you the Similac because I know
juice.
The Infamil and
no
a Citra coming. So
right.
Okay. I got you.
But even if I bring Carlos sound, that's going to be even worse than what we're listening to now.
Just leave it alone,
nice
boo. Leave it alone.
Bring your prune juice because we're no prospects around, so don't trip.
You know what, Honeybee, we went ahead and muted Car. We went ahead and muted Twist because we can't fuck with you right now. Like, you fucked him up.
Well, I thought you was in a Ricky Williams right now.
Oh,
I don't even know why he tried. Let it go.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt like I got a rep for Carlos because he reps Carolina, so I got a rep for him. Only on that part. Only on that part. I don't want you to go in on me, Honey Bee. I ain't saying nothing else. I just have to send you up. Now I'm going down to Carolina. That's it.
Make sure okay. I thought you wanted a piece of it.
Yeah, no. After you done went out on two niggas already, I'm good. I'm just trying to
put
BBS in after this. That's all.
Okay. You know what? We got 8 minutes, and let's see here. I'm calling out some numbers to you, Honey Bee, and we'll decide who we want next. We have a 801. We have a 404. We have a 2 912s. They might be related because they both got the same precinct, 856. So who's going to fuck up next?
They trying to fuck niggas up right now. Wow. Let's play.
Let me
fuck
see.
Up the next person.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
This is the
job
on the PYW show tonight.
Welcome to the PYW show. I'm your host.
PYW, that's right, baby, because we in there.
Okay, who's going to fuck
if
up next?
If y'all don't know, y'all
better
ask somebody. The who? 912? Who is 912?
Well, of course, y'all ain't here on the air. Hello.
That
was easy.
You
scared
the ass
off. Let's go on to 912.
Okay,
now 912. 856, you're on the air. Wait a minute, what happened to 801? They hung up. I would too.
They know y'all about to go in on them, though. Wrong blame.
Carlos sent me a text talking about I'm going to hurt y'all. Carlos. Carlos said, he sent me a text talking about I'm going to hurt y'all.
Carlos back on. We got 6 minutes to be our victim.
Guys, that's hilarious. That was cute. Okay, I need to find.
Be nice to call us. Real talk, man. Let me
meet you. Baby.
Hey, you know what? I'm out here, son. Fuck both of y'all in y'all ass with a big ass dick. And everybody on this radio station know y'all scared of me. Y'all scared of a nigga, so y'all make me the blind.
Because
y'all already know I ain't going to take that shit. I'm not taking that shit them niggas been taking. Ain't no soft nigga here. I'm a gorilla.
He uses a penis and longer in his dance. Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all a ass coochie, old Mount Everest ass coochie. What is you talking about? Little brown biscuit head ass motherfucker. Don't get me started. Because I'm mad. I'm going to choke the shit out of both of y'all. I'm going to choke the shit out of both of y'all. On my mama. On my mama, I'm going to choke y'all till y'all tongue come at y'all motherfucking mouth. And then y'all ain't trying to make y'all niggas look like the soft motherfuckers.
What?
I'm going to choke the shit out of y'all.
Why are you so angry?
Because you don't ever gonna put me on mute. I'm the mouth of the shop. You can't put me on no motherfucking mute. I'm fucking y'all up. Everybody.
No. Carlos, boo-boo, you sounding a little too salty here. You sounding a little salty, sweetie. Okay?
Well, fucking with Carlos. For people that don't know, that's Carlos Carvio. He PME rough riders that use the penis pump in his skin to make his dick fat. So, girls, if y'all want some artificial dick, that's the man for you.
Dang. Wow.
Carlos has left the building. No, he won't be.
He's on mute again. I know he's hotter than fish grease.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm the mouth of the South. I can't be on mute. Mute.
No. You can't be on mute. No, you can. Watch. Watch this. You're on mute.
I got all kinds of death threats on my motherfucking BBM and text messages.
Oh, well.
Such is life. Such is life.
Carlos is hot. That is hilarious. I'm screaming.
No feet over here.
I am screaming. She is like, no, she didn't. This is that bull gang.
You know what? We got 2 minutes left on the show. And you know, I didn't know last week we didn't get off right after the show, because everybody had shit they had to say. So we're going to give Carlos his say and let him say what he got to say when he's off the air, because it's not important in his words right now. So he needs to marinate and understand that there's power in pussy and we're some powerful ass bitches right now. So, Carlos, know your role, play your position, okay?
But we love you, Carlos. Really, we do. I love you.
I love you.
It's
all
right. I love you.
I love you too, honeybee.
I love you too, sweetie.
Oh, my gosh. Let me get these calls. Oh, my gosh. What's wrong? I'm not connected to the internet.
Jump up and down because honeybee says she loves me. Fuck the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
this
Lord.
This is too funny.
I can't find
it. The Wild Talk on the Radio City Radio at 10 o'clock. Where's the number? 97.9 FM. Listen online. Yoko.edu/WQSS. Yeah, if you think this show is crazy, you have to check out Radio City Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got a few seconds.
She's going to wait until the last possible minute and then bring him on. That's hilarious.
Oh, I would like to thank God Get Out the Hood for coming on our show, even though some of them was bugging. But Tony, he stuck it out. He might get the big prize tonight.
He's
like,
yay!
I mean, I'll be cameraman for like 5 minutes and I'm out.
Mm-mm.
That's all I need to get this build up out. 5 minutes. Dick or tongue, which one you want to use?
Not even to go to Augusta to catch a fucking plane to motherfucking Vegas and fuck you up.
Come on, sweetie, if you want to. If you dare, you go right ahead.
I will come to Vegas and fuck you up.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to find me a flight right now.
And Carlos,
hey,
keep on trying to fight.
I'm going to scrape the black off your ass, you little crunchy motherfucker. You know what? You motherfuckers muted me because y'all scared of me. And y'all got some motherfucking niggas on the phone that was accepting y'all talking about don't get on me and all that shit with that soft shit. They should have told y'all motherfucking ass up. That's why y'all muted me, because y'all fucking scared of me. Because I'm a motherfucking problem.
Why are you scared of you, Carlos?
Right.
I don't
know. Why y'all mute me then? Why y'all so scared? Oh, Carlos, let's mute him. I got
Carlos,
something for
you know,
y'all.
You're so right. Carlos, we're just so scared of you.
My
we're
God.
Just terribly frightened of you. And
where's Afterburn?
You know, that's the reason why we put you on mute. Because we're just like... Don't you hear the fear in my voice, Carlos? I am so afraid.
Is it jumping down there?
Yes, dear. Freaky ass bitch.
But they hear like something. They might be on some dick.
Now
there.
I want some head and shoulders. I'm fucking you,
you
up, honey.
You want some head and shoulders?
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, if I have to go to work tomorrow, Carlos, I will come down there and you can give me some great head. But, oh, well, I guess you have to take rain.
I'm saying you'll do this, that motherfucker's stomach muscles bust the fuck open. That's what you'll get. You'll get your stomach muscles bust the fuck open. That's what you'll get. You'll be going fucking
home
and to the side.
You'll
be going home leaning to the motherfucking side.
Cause you gonna get it in that good, huh, Carlos? That's what you gonna do, huh?
Better check my resume.
I might not spread
my peanut butter a whole lot. But when I do, I'm going to motherfucking neck muscle.
I don't want a resume. I want an application. Because, see, you be skipping and lying on a resume. I need an application where you can't lie so I can do a background check and shit.
What you need, some phone numbers? Because
I need
to,
yeah. I need references. Okay?
I give them to you. Because I'm the shit.
I need hospital records.
You know why I'm the shit, honey bee? I told you this once before. But you weren't listening.
Nobody likes the who?
I said, you know why I'm the shit?
Why?
You know why I'm the motherfucking shit? Because my mama and daddy planned me.
I guess you're going to.
My mama and daddy planned me. I want no accident, baby, like you motherfuckers. They said, baby, let's have a baby. my mama and my daddy planned me. They said, hey, babe, let's have a baby. This going to be the last one. That's why I'm the fucking outrageous, craziest motherfucker in the family.
Hello?
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yes, Carlos, my future
husband. That's your ass.
My ass?
I swear to God.
Oh, you going to lick my ass? What?
I'm going to put a butt plug
you gonna
in your
ass.
I bought one. I bought one for PYW ass, but I'm going to use it on you. That's your ass.
That's my ass? Baby, you're
not going to threaten me.
You can lick my ass. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
She says she likes that. And if you go
hot,
and talk to China Doll,
walk.
You can
hey,
get
chop.
A little tickler.
And
it'll,
you already
it'll,
know
it'll,
your ass out for real, Chop.
It will.
I don't even know,
I'll
why you're talking shit.
Because
you know your ass out, and you know it.
Carlos, but I love you.
Your ass is out.
Ow.
I swear for everything I love, that's your ass.
No.
Why y'all got this nigga started?
It's understood that you want it. I mean, all you got to do is just show me your tongue and we good.
Uh-huh. You already seen my tongue, motherfucker. I sent you a picture of my tongue, motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
Your ass is out.
Nah, you ain't send me that, but you can.
That's your ass, Chop. That's all I'm going to say. You
Carlos,
and you and honey be ass.
I don't deal well with threats, motherfucker.
Matter of fact, you know what? On my way to Augusta tomorrow, where you gonna be at?
Because
I'm gonna meet you somewhere and I'm fucking you up.
I'm gonna beat you half motherfucking way. What is you saying? Nothing.
Okay, well,
pull your dick out, fuck me right, or shut
up. I'm leaving out of
I'm leaving at 8:30 in the morning for this motherfucker.
Somebody got to see her mama.
Hi, love. She said it's ready for you. It's ready for you, so what's good?
Green,
you
brought
your salon. I will meet you halfway. I will go to work late for you.
I don't even know where the fuck it is, but I'm going to put it in my GPS, and I'll be there.
I'm in the city of good pussy. That's where I'm at. What's up?
You know what? Just be ready for your ass.
What? She kind of got your tongue by the pussy. Got shut up.
Oops. She got me shit. You already know a motherfucker can't shut me up. Both of y'all know that. The only way I was talking while y'all had me on mute. The only way you can hold
but
me up is
mute. But couldn't nobody hear you.
So what? I was talking, motherfucker. Can't shut Carlos up. I tried wrong.
You
gas.
Just over there running your yak. Can't nobody hear you.
Mm-hmm. I was running my yak. So what? I'm glad y'all.
I don't know what,
like
but
that.
I know who and how we got there, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna tell me what.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
What color? You got like 5 minutes because I need to go to a club and shake my ass with one of my guests. Yes, sir.
You know what?
I know you talking shit. Is he coming or what? Are you coming?
I'm leaving at 8:30 in the morning, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the road.
I'm on the road.
I'm on the road. I'm on the road.
I'm just letting you know, don't let me catch y'all ass nowhere.
Okay.
Going down.
It's
going down.
You going down.
It's going down.
I'm going to get your pen from China. I'm going to have her take it to me. And me and Nick D, we're going to add you on BBM.
All
so
right,
you can be getting an important broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm going to blast Carlos' ass as soon as I get the fuck off the phone.
Hey, Carlos. PYW.
Carlos. You ain't mad, is you? Damn, you ain't even saying shit. Find out I shut your ass down. This is
all
what
right,
I do. This is
next
what
week,
I do.
My battery is about to die.
Yeah, I'm ready to end the show so I can kick it with my friends before I get the hell up out of here and go find me a real man, because playing with Carlos is playing with Chucky.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going to keep that number from China, too. So you guys have a good night, and thank you for calling Chocolate City.
Later.
Bye.
Yo.
Okay, everybody else good.